It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this City Desk podcast on Thursday, January 10th at 10:32 in the morning. We got a lot of issues to talk about. One of them is supposed to be coming up at the City Council meeting on this coming Tuesday, which would be, I think it's the 15th. This short-term rental issue, which has just heated up so much. Go ahead.
Last week, remember we talked about that with Jerry Creel?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's going to be the council's talking about, they floated the idea of a moratorium just while they, nobody likes hearing the word moratorium, but just while they get, you know, a good grasp on where we're headed with this, because there are 18 of them working their way through the process right now, and the big issue is property rights. Mm-hmm. You want to look at the property rights of the people who live in residential areas, and you want to look at the property rights of those people who have bought property with the intent of using it as a short-term rental. And the key thing that surfaced on Tuesday was, if anybody's buying property anywhere in the city of Biloxi, as part of your due diligence, you should look into what can be done on that property and what cannot be done. There's a lot of space in this city where you cannot do short-term rentals. There are some places that are identified where you can do them, and there are some places that it is known as a conditional use, meaning that it is so close to a residential neighborhood that all the surrounding property owners will be notified, there will be a planning commission hearing, and there will be city council approval required. These are all things that are all in writing now, and it's part of the process. We want to make sure the public is aware of that. We want to make sure that we're on the right track, that no changes are necessitated or anything to our existing laws, and that's where we're headed. So that's going to be coming up. But right now, we want to pause, and we'll get back to a couple other issues, such as the legislative reception. But we have now turned the clock to a new season here in Biloxi. And here to talk about that new season is the head of downtown services and the person who is the executive director of Main Street Biloxi, Kay Miller. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're just glad to know now what we're going to talk about.
That's
huh?
right. It is Mardi Gras season.
You had a success, and by you I mean those who helped put it on. I've heard nothing but great things about the 12th night celebration. That was a little different this year.
It was. It turned out absolutely fabulous. Bill Raymond actually headed that, and instead of going to the former Magnolia Hotel and ending the 12th night season, we ended it at City Hall this year. And so, not quite sure how we were going to turn City Hall Mardi Gras, but it turned out fabulous.
I've heard a lot about the lights and the photo opportunity that they presented, and these would be the colors of Mardi Gras were fashioned onto City Hall through some very appropriate, strong lighting, very vivid, and those purple, green, and gold colors just resonated throughout that nighttime sky. But the biggest thing is you had a well-lit area, and you had everything to where everybody had a lot of room.
We did. There was a great turnout. I mean, I would think well over 1,000 people. And the area in front of City Hall was very well lit. It was a great place for a tent and a great place for seating for people to mingle and enjoy the night. And look how beautiful City Hall turned out that night.
People looked at it and said, well, gee, how come it hasn't always been here? Well, the big thing was the Mardi Gras Museum was over at the Magnolia Hotel. And you had that Mary Mahoney Park there with Mary Mahoney's right across the street. And it was a nice setting, and it had a reason to be there, but now it just people are saying that this is where it needs to stay. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think so. I mean, this it just turned out so great, and the beautiful lighting made it. I mean, it made it, and all the lighting and all the flat surfaces. Nobody had to worry about tripping over tree roots or anything, and so it just turned out great.
Okay, so now that was the kickoff of Mardi Gras. Let me ask you, from a downtown services and Main Street perspective, what all does Mardi Gras entail for you?
Well, we're just getting ready. It's a little bit later this year. It's March 5th this year. We have a little more time to plan and everything. I mean, we're still having our children's parade this year and quite a few other things. I mean,
Y'all made a change with the children's parade a few years ago where it was always held on a certain day and you moved it, and it seemed like it really paid off.
Well, we tried it on Lundy Gras for a few years, and then it got moved back to, I believe, the two Saturdays before Mardi Gras. I believe it's the date this year, mm-hmm. I think it's February 23rd for mm-hmm. it.
And you found that that's working out really well?
Absolutely, it's working out great.
Okay, now the other thing that all of these things we're talking about with the 12th night and with the children's parade and all the other events that we're going to have leading up to Mardi Gras Day, that's all being said against the backdrop of just some dramatic changes you're seeing in downtown Biloxi. That's got to excite you.
Oh, it is. The beautiful brick Howard Avenue street is just so gorgeous and so going to be so excited to show it off for Mardi Gras. And hopefully it's going to be all totally finished by then.
I was going to ask you that, and then let's look at some of the other things. Talk about what it means with the bar building, the community bank, etc.
Absolutely. There is some things about to come up with the BARC building where they're working on some grant proposals to do some great things, and so you're going to be hearing about that really soon. Those are coming down the pipelines quickly. And also the street work on Howard Avenue, the actual parade route, we have gotten word that the Howard Avenue and Porter Avenue will be clear and good and nicely surfaced for Mardi Gras. So that's something to look forward to.
We've gotten a few questions about that over here too, and we've told them all the same thing. It is scheduled to be done. Speak for a moment about the benefits of having Main Street Biloxi and the purpose of the organization and how people can get involved.
Well, we are here to help revitalize and restore downtown Biloxi, and that's exactly what's going on right now with all the brick restoring Howard Avenue to brick pavers and all the restoration of the BARC building and everything. So, the Machado Butano that just recently moved into Merkiston Hall and redid that building. So, the Torcelli's building's for sale right now, and it's a really great price and a really good opportunity. We still have quite a few buildings for sale, and everything's sort of hot on the market right now. There's a lot of interest on buildings, people buying buildings downtown. The Redding House is for sale, and the price on it has come down. And so that's great.
There just seems to be a lot of opportunity there. But you pride yourself on Main Street being a volunteer-driven organization. Do I have to have a business in downtown Biloxi to be in Main Street? Could I just be a member? How's that work?
Anybody can be a member of Biloxi Main Street, and we welcome you. Anybody that's interested in helping us revitalize downtown, we give grants, we do all sorts of great things. So anybody can be a member, and of course, to help our district. Our district is from the Biloxi Lighthouse at Porter Avenue all the way to Bellman Street and all the way down Cayavette Street, which there's also hopefully great things coming for Cayavette Street. All that property's for sale, and there's a lot of interest in that as well.
So, yeah, it's a pretty broad area. When you think Main Street, it's not just Main Street.
That is absolutely right. Yes, we cover lots of different streets, not just Main Street.
And if someone wanted to join Main Street, how would they go about doing that?
They would just give us a call at our Main Street office, 228-435-6339.
And your email address is?
kmiller@biloxi.ms.us, and that's just the letter K.
Gotcha. Kay Miller, thank you very much. Anything we didn't ask you about that you were hoping to talk about? Since you had so much time to prepare for this.
No, I think we've covered everything we've got going on at the moment. Lots of great things to come. We're working on a lighting project. I just met with one of our electricians to hopefully get that going soon. So that'll be coming soon, and we can't wait to announce that.
And is it too premature to say the Clydesdales are probably coming to town?
Hopefully Mayor Gillage is going to be on board February 6th. Look for some information about the Clydesdales. A great fun thing for that as well.
That I know. I just jumped out there, Kay. I wasn't going to let it pass. That is a great opportunity. We want to thank Don Marie and the folks over at Mitchell Brothers for seeing what they can put together. It's would you say it's very early?
Yes, and lots of fun. So keep February 6th open and keep your ears and eyes waiting for the news on that.
I asked Don Maria, so what's the significance of February 6th? He said, that's when we can get the Clydesdales. And when you can get the Clydesdales, you get the Clydesdales. Thank you, Kay.
Okay, great. Thank y'all.
Okay, Kay Miller, K, the letter K, M-I-L-L-E-R, at Biloxi.ms.us. And she didn't say this, but she was named the best Main Street director in the state of Mississippi. And she's right here working with us. Isn't that just exciting, William?
That's very good to have such professional talent. And then for her to be acknowledged, yes, very much so.
Oh, you don't miss a beat, do you? And speaking of not missing a beat, you were rubbing elbows with important people last night.
Yes, I had the good fortune of joining the 2019 Gulf Coast Legislative Reception, I should say, up north, representing Chief John Miller and the Biloxi Police Department. And it was good to see a lot of old friends, not only political, but also associates in the business industry. And I was able to meet and greet and represent the department of which I work for and work with, and that is the Biloxi Police Department. But also was very fun, Vincent, and that was to see the mayor. Now, you might have seen him, or maybe they had photographs, or WLOX was there, you know, our local fine media. But the funny thing is, I never had an opportunity to go and talk to him. I mean, I saw everybody else from, you know, Mr. Grimes, and this one, and that one, and an attorney, and this, etc. But every time I was circling around, the place was packed. To get to the mayor, he was surrounded with people and talking a mile a minute. And no. And I said to myself, I don't need to interfere with that. He's on a mission. He's in a flow. Let him go for it, because that's what it is, was to meet and greet, and that whole spirit of camaraderie, and to talk about what our 2019 is going to be.
So I heard he looked real dignified.
Yes, he had a sport coat on and trousers and his loafers, and then these very large exotic beads that lit up, and in the Mardi Gras colors or so. But yeah, he looked good. He looked good.
Last question: did he have socks on?
Well, I don't know. I really didn't check. It wasn't my turn to look, so I don't know.
William Sackett, thank you very much. And we want to remind people, go to the city's website, biloxi.ms.us. You can see everything you wanted to know and more about short-term rentals, and just a little bit of background on the issue. And there's a wealth of other information there.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from Biloxi City Hall, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.